At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back with another episode, and we have the privilege of having Neo for part two of your interview, because we've had so many schedule conflicts. You've been busy, busy man. I respect you taking the time to come here. I know you've been everywhere. You're working on an album. You have a lot of stuff going on. So we appreciate you here at Private Talk. Thank you for taking the time to coming back with us for part two.
Absolutely.
You escaped, you know, without doing Truth with Texas. And that's one of my favorite parts. And, you know, I can't not have, you know, the legendary Neo here with, you know, Private Talk and not give you Truth with Texas, because I know they want it.
I came for the full experience, so.
The full experience.
The full experience.
All right.
So I'm back.
Yes, you're back. So how have you been? You've been gone for a little bit, you know, from us Private Talk, our couch here. So what has been going on with Neo?
Well, I've been doing a lot of recording, you know, searching musically, searching spiritually and otherwise, and just, you know, figuring out what layers of Neo I want to give to the world this time around. You know, I just recently spent some time in Miami, you know, finishing up some recordings with some people, working with some people I've never worked with before, you know, just trying new things and, you know, just, again, trying to figure out what Neo I want to give the world this time. And I got to say I'm in a good space.
That's awesome to hear. So new, like, as far as a new sound or new, like, what is new? Give us some information about your new. I know it's, you know, you're almost done. I know you have to be, because you know, you flaked on me one time because you were working so hard for it. But, you know, I respect your craft. And I as an artist, I feel like, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. No pun intended. But, you know, you do what you need to do artistically. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And when it comes out of your head, like you were just speaking before, you know, we got on the air, was... Sometimes it may be annoying because, like, you're trying to sleep, but it's, like, in your head and you have to get it
out.
But you're an artist, so sometimes that could be the best, you know, the next hit, the note, you know, the next thing that's coming for you.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, I'm a person that has always written from personal life experience, you know, be it mine or the experience of friends or family that are close enough to me to give me the details, you know, and then not feel away when I give it to the world. With names changed to protect the innocent, of course. No, but
to protect the innocent. I like
to
that.
Protect the innocent, you must.
Are we
no,
on the innocent?
But so it's slowly but surely becoming public knowledge that, you know, myself and my wife have decided to go ahead and get a divorce. It's not it's not a sad thing. It's more of a, you know, us realizing that, long story short, I'm never going to, you know, talk bad about her. I'm not that person. You know, there's nothing bad to say about her. She's a fantastic woman. She's the mother of my children, and she's always going to be that. And I will always respect her. Long story short, she's got demons just like everybody else, just like me. And we realize that our demons don't mesh. And until the both of us get a hold of our personal demons, it's going to be just difficult for us to, you know, for us to stay married. So with that being said, that's that. That's the end of that chapter, not the end of the book. You know, like I said, that's the mother of my kids, and I love her to death. We're going to be family forever. So, but with that being said, currently I'm working on, like I said, I'm working on new music, working on different things. And, you know, Art Imitates Life. There's a song that I'm about to drop very, very soon, a song called Pinky Ring. The song is basically about... the way that I chose to, you know, kind of feel about the situation. You know, I could have went one of two ways. I could have, you know, let this really break me down and put me in a place that was going to be difficult for me to be creative, difficult for me to do what I got to do. Or I could, you know, take it in stride and keep moving like we all have to do anyway, you know. So, yeah, that's the long and short of what the song is about. It's, I'm going to be very honest with y'all. It's kind of a vent because I was a little angry when I wrote it. But but at the same time, yeah, that's kind of what that is.
And, so does
looking
a song,
for it relatively soon.
Does the song portray, you know, what actually really happened?
Nah. I'm not going to do that. The song is not a diss to her. The song is not about her. The song is about the way that I chose to
handle the situation.
Handle the situation. The way I chose to lift myself up and, you know, keep it moving, you know, as we all must do.
Respectful. So that's not ever an easy pill to swallow. It's not, you know, I've been divorced myself, and, you know, even though it was something that needed to happen, it's something that's also a hard situation to happen. So, you know, my condolences. I wish you well
thank you, family.
You guys, you know, are going to have to play it out however you want to, but as respectful as you can be. Like you said,
listen,
you're the mother
fine.
Of your child. Exactly. But, you know, it's something that, like you said, that has to be said and it needs to be spoke about. But the more that you get on top of that stuff, the more then it needs to keep the naysayers. Like, it's your situation, your relationship. And, you know, sometimes people either grow apart or, like you said, things didn't happen right now. So, respectful.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate that. So, you know, you said that you were just in Miami. Were you, what kind of things were you, was it the album just only in Miami? What kind of things were going on in Miami for you?
You're
single nowadays.
I mean, I was in Miami definitely recording, putting the finishing touches on what I feel like is going to be a really amazing album. But at the same time, you know, you have to create, you know, in order to create, you have to create atmosphere, create vibes in order to, so for art to imitate life. So I was basically just out there living my life, you know, with some people that I respect and just doing what's done in Miami. You know, we moved around a little bit, you know, this party, that party, or whatever the case may be. Just really living life so that we could then go back in the studio and write about it.
So is there a new sound that the Neo fans out there are waiting for that's going to happen? Or is it something that's, you know, still in your, you know, repertoire of what you have going on? Is it something completely different?
I mean, I feel like I'm not totally sure what it is people are expecting of me, to be honest. I can only, you know, go in the studio and do what feels right in the moment, do what feels good to me. I don't think that I would ever limit myself to one specific sound. I mean, I try to be just music in that right to where it's like, all right, you know, I have a sound, but it's not my only sound and it's not the only thing that I can do. On this album, I'm embracing kind of all elements of R&B, you know, be it the more emo stuff that's happening right now, be it the more trappy stuff that's happening right now, be it the traditional stuff that people know me for, be it some things that you've never heard from me before that I'm just, again, art is about constantly evolving and growing. You know, you never stop growing. You never stop creating so long as you're willing to do so. So with that being said, there's some old me on there, and there's some stuff on there of me, and that's gonna make you go, "Oh wow, that's Neo," and I feel like that's a beautiful thing.
That's great because we all evolve. You know, you have to grow, and then,
you got to.
You're evolving regardless if we want to not get older or not. It still happens, and life happens. You know, so things that happen, it's real stuff, and it's being, you know, a singer songwriter. I'm sure that, you know, influences your music a lot more. And I'm sure this album is definitely gonna be a lot
therapy.
Of fun.
It really and truly is.
You know? I like that because I've been a fan, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say and what your next album is. So, guys, make sure that you follow Neo. Make sure you listen and see when his next album is about to come out. We don't know yet. He's teasing us.
We got some stuff on the horizon.
Are you going to be dropping EPs first, or are you going to be, you know, waiting until the whole album is ready? How are you, you know, what's your plan of attack?
I think that we're going to put out something real soon and then just kind of, you know, see what people feel about it and keep rocking from there. I mean, there's always a plan, but the plan is loose. You know what I'm saying? This is about expression. This is about art. So we're going to get it out there. If the people rock with it, then we keep going. You know, it's really that easy.
How do you feel about the streaming era right now?
I'm going to be all the way straight up with you. I don't completely understand it just yet. I'm definitely a student of right this second. But I don't necessarily see it as a bad thing. I mean, from what I know, the numbers ain't exactly what they're supposed to be. But, I mean, When has that ever not been the case with music? But yeah, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. I think it's dope that a young artist can, you know, make his music, upload his own music, and then collect a check every month if it goes right due to his streaming. I think that's dope. You know, that opens up doors for people that was locked before. So that's dope.
Do you feel like you would kind of feel like if you had to do it again, would you want you to start the streaming route, or are you like the route that you chose to do?
I like the route I went. when I was doing it, writers was getting paid a lot nicer than they are now. And so I definitely like the route I went. I mean, again, like I said, everything has to evolve and change and, you know, adapt and everything. You know, the first computer was big as a room, and now they can put one in something small as a cell. That's weird. You know, so everything starts somewhere and then turns into something else. In the music industry, how we get paid, what it is no exception. You know, it's going to keep moving and turning into different stuff. I just hope that at some point they get it to a version where everybody is getting paid what they're supposed to get paid.
I agree with that. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of like with my business right now. You know, mm-hmm. The adult industry has changed so much. And, you know, now we have different streaming things and stuff. So it's kind of given it back to the artists a little bit. You know, so it's, you know, you're hopeful. So I think that's it's out there. I think
absolutely.
Happen. I think it's going to happen. So lights on or lights off?
On.
On?
I'm a very visual individual, yes. I like to watch.
Drunk sex or high sex?
High sex. Drunk sex can get gross.
Can get gross. So are you a blunt smoker?
I am a
joint smoker, a whatever smoker.
I'm a little bit of both. I'm trying to get a little closer to these joints because blunts, you know, they tend to take a bit of a toll on the vocal.
They're harsh.
Yeah, they're a little harsh.
Yeah, I like, you know, it's hard though, but I just like the taste of it. It's hard to go.
Yeah.
All right, fuck, marry, or kill. Are you ready?
Ah, here we go. You about to cause some trouble. Go for it.
Oprah, Betty White, or Ivanka Trump?
Okay.
Do you remember that button? I know you do.
Yes,
Private Talk, I hope you're liking, commenting, and subscribing to this channel, because we're going to get real.
All right, let's see.
Real honest.
Okay, what was it? It was Oprah, Betty White, and...
Ivanka Trump,
okay.
Fuck, marry, kill, which one?
See, I am definitely fucking Betty White. It's the hottest old white lady in the world.
Fuck yeah, Betty White. Still kicking it. Yeah. I remember those golden fucking...
Hey, girls. Betty. You can get it.
Golden Girls was the shit.
And then I'm going to go ahead and marry Oprah, you know, just solidify, you know, to secure the bag.
Secure Oprah?
I'm kidding. What's up, Oprah?
Are you going to talk some sense into Oprah?
Hey, grown-ups do what they do. That's none of my business. which means that we would have to go ahead and kill Ivanka Trump, which I don't think would be a problem because she doesn't seem very alive inside when you see her. And I can understand how being married to that dude might do that to you.
Would you deal with like some of the things that that Ivanka had done, like where if someone was trying to grab your hand and she definitely dissed you, how would you feel about that? How would you feel about that?
How would I feel? I mean, I would hopefully not be put in that situation.
But you never know. You think that Donald Trump thought he was going to be in that situation?
I mean, I can't imagine that it's any better at home. It's like, if I hate you in privacy, what make you think I don't hate you in public? Don't touch me.
So just don't reach.
Yeah, just don't reach.
Just don't reach.
You know, I'm here because I have to be. But please don't get it twisted. I don't like you. Yeah, this is the thoughts of Mrs. Trump.
I like that. So what's your favorite era of music?
Favorite era of music? That is a good question. Well, I was born in 1979, so definitely 80s baby. I grew up in the 80s. And I liked the diversity of the 80s. Well, the 80s was diverse for me because my mom was like kind of all over the place with her musical preference. Like, you know, at first it was, you know, a lot of heavy R&B. And then from there, it became, you know, we was living in Vegas, so it became like big band and Tom Jones and all of that type of stuff. It was always, every week it was something different, so that just helped, you know, make my...
Like live shows?
All of it. Yeah. All of it, yeah. So, I don't know.
Hard one.
If I had to choose, which I don't, So I won't.
I want the truth.
There's a lot of good music from a lot of different eras.
You have to pick one. There's good music from this era. There's good music.
Okay, just one.
You fucked, married, and killed some people just a minute ago. You have to give me at least one.
You're forcing me to make decisions.
I'm forcing you to do a lot of things here at Private Talk. This is a private conversation. Part two. You know how it's getting on this couch. We're getting a little bit more spicier. We're getting odd.
I don't mind the force. Okay. It's odd. Favorite era. Probably the 90s. The 90s was a great era for R&B music. That's for certain. So probably the 90s.
All right. See, you made a decision. Was that hard?
It was. I'm a Libra. It's hard for us. Sorry.
I don't know much about Libras.
We are the most indecisive people on the face of the planet.
I'm a Gemini indecisive, so I can feel that.
Yeah, but you got, it's just two of y'all. Yeah, one makes a decision and one sits down.
There's like, actually four of me probably at this point. Who knows? So how was it shooting Step It Up in High Water?
Step Up High Water is a series based off the Step Up films, you know, the dance films.
I was a fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's dope.
I used to dance. And so, you know, I did tap jazz ballet my whole life growing up. And I mean, I dance in strip clubs, so it's a little different, you know what I mean? But I still, you know, kind of incorporate some of those moves over there.
It all requires some skill.
It does, but you know, just the dancing. So I was always fascinated in like dancing shows, dancing, like anything. So those movies definitely. Or like pulled up my heartstrings.
Yeah, well, that's dope. Well, yeah, the show is kind of loosely based on the films. Step Up High Water is a performing arts high school, and I play a character named Sage Odom. He's like a big artist from Atlanta who makes it big and then goes back to Atlanta and builds this school, you know, for kids that sing, rap, dance, you know, the whole nine. And I don't want to give away a whole much, but basically just a cast of characters that are very, very easy to remember and lock into. We are currently you can catch the first two seasons on YouTube Red. You know, that's YouTube subscriber-based thing. Season three is coming very, very soon. But it's fun. It's fun because I get to be somebody that I'm normally not. Like the character Sage Odom is always yelling at somebody. Always cutting somebody down. He's super narcissistic. Like, he's basically the asshole that I would be if I ever had to be an asshole.
You like playing that role because it's like
it's another. Fun. It's
like
a release.
Letting that shit out. When it really it's like, you don't have to be the bad guy, but it's your character, so you're the bad guy.
I don't yell at people. I feel like, you know, nothing is worth me raising my voice and allowing you to pull me out of my character. But as him, I can yell at everybody. And it's fun.
So when's the last time you yelled in your real life?
Let me think. Not too long ago. Not too long ago. Yeah. I'm gonna leave that right there.
I like that. All right, guys. I hope you guys are loving this episode. We were about to do Truth with Texas. Do you think you can handle it, Neo?
I'm here.
Do you think handle this Private Talk Truth with Texas?
I think I can handle whatever you can toss at me.
I think. It. All right, so we're going to shuffle these cards, and you're going to pick every single one of them, but we're just still going to pick every single one of these cards, and we're going to do this fun little game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get it. Pick one.
Any card.
Anyone.
All right. It is, wait, am I supposed to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
It is the Ace of Diamonds.
Diamonds, all right.
Diamonds.
Diamonds are forever. That means it's going to get spicy.
Are you ready? You sure that's what it means? Don't they all mean that?
Well, they're all a little spicy. Like, they're spicy, naughty, romantic, you know, and kinky.
Levels of spice.
So there's levels of, like, you know, this.
So what level is Ace of Diamonds spicy?
Spicy. So the spiciness in this. Are you ready for the spiciness, Private Talk?
Ready for the spice. Let's get it.
Oh, yes. Got it. All right. And you know it's funny when you laugh before. All right. I want to know the weirdest place you've masturbated.
The weirdest place I've masturbated. Mm-hmm. Define weird.
Define where you masturbate.
let me see. The weirdest place I've
masturbated. Come on. You have to think of something. Like, not something ideal. Like, not in the shower, not in your bed.
Nah, that's not weird.
I know. Exactly. No. I'm saying not those things. Like, think about it. Like, what's weird?
What's weird?
You've been in a lot of places. You've traveled a lot. I'm sure you've been frustrated in a lot of situations. So have you done it in a car? Have you done it in a club?
I've definitely done it in a lake.
Have you done it in a beach? Have you done it in public?
I think the weirdest place was the bathroom on the plane. And they were like, and it took me a while. And there were people actually knocking on the door.
So does that mean you joined the Mile High Club, or were you in alone masturbating?
No. Oh, no, I was alone. I was alone.
What were you watching? An Alexis Texas video on your phone?
Perhaps.
Have you subscribed to the OnlyFans yet? Last show you hadn't.
Yes.
That's a lie. Let me see it. Why do you lie? You know, all I want is
the
fucking truth, and you come to Private Talk Part 2 not telling me the truth.
I had every intention of, but my brain moves very fast. But I, you know what? I got it. Before I leave your presence, I will subscribe in your face so that you see me do it.
See you do. You know, he promises a lot of things, Private Talk.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm a man of my word.
It did take you two times to come here. But he is a man of his word. All right, let's keep going with this game. Let's see how much spicier you can get. That was your spicy question.
That wasn't a spicy question.
I know, but you know, some people think it is. You want me to get spicier?
You're Alexis, Texas.
Oh, so you want to go deeper. Okay, gotcha.
What are we doing? I'm here.
We're going deeper. Not the movie deeper, guys, but we're getting into this.
Okay, what are we doing? Texas. I have to pick another card. Duh. The Ace of Hearts.
That's romantic.
Ooh. Okay.
When's the last time you sent a nude pic of yourself to someone?
Oh, wow. Real talk, years ago. I don't go in for it.
You're newly single and you don't send nudes?
Nah, for what?
Too nude.
Nah.
Too new.
Listen, if you're going to see it, you're going to see it
up close. So have you never sent a nude?
In life, maybe in high school.
Like, in high school, don't lie.
I'm not that
early
dude.
Neo. You didn't fucking send a new, like a dick pic.
I wasn't sending dick pics. I'm not that dude. Sorry.
I don't know about that one.
I wish I had more for you. I'm not a dick pic dude.
I still don't believe that. Being from Vegas, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you have a lot of girls that have to be, like, long-distance relationships because they're probably, like, out-of-towners. They're, well, like, you know what
that,
I mean? Like,
for all of that, we'll do videos, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you do videos. That's even more advanced. So let's get to the truth.
I'm saying, if I'm with somebody,
what kind of videos?
It's we spending a whole lot of time apart, then we're going to do, you know, little
personal drinks.
So you're
doing masturbation videos?
And we're going to keep them in a special place where them shits can't get nowhere. We're going to be all right, yeah.
How do you get to this special place?
Huh?
How do you get to this special place?
What do you mean? Oh, how do you become a part of?
No, like, where do you put these videos that you're going to a special place that no one's getting, like, that's not going to the cloud accidentally?
Why the hell would I tell you that on the podcast? Why would I
Private Talk wants to know, Neo.
Private Talk is going to have to leave that alone. I can't tell y'all where. And then
we
you
can't
go
for, tell the oh, secret.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, truth. That's respect. All right, let's get it. Let's go on. I'm going to start getting like Mr. Gray on you. I'm going to tie you up in the corner over here and ask you the questions.
Come on with it. Okay, we have the Ace of Spades.
Ooh, that's my favorite because it's a naughty one and it's my logo because Private Talk is naughty.
I like it. What are we doing?
All right. I feel like none of these are naughty enough for you.
I'm following you.
No, I don't like that either. I needed this to myself again. Oh, yeah. I want to know this. Most embarrassing sexual experience.
Most embarrassing sexual experience.
Ever. Yes.
Let me think. Because.
And I know you've probably been in some sticky situations.
I have, but rarely am I embarrassed.
But it could not be just because of you. It could be the girl or like a weird situation. It could be like a crazy situation. Again, no names. You don't have to say anything like that, but just what's the situation?
I really can't think of an embarrassing one. I'm gonna be very honest with you, okay? I take a lot of pride in my sexual experiences, so rarely are they embarrassing. Yeah, normally they're life-changing, and I say that with zero ego.
Life-changing?
Absolutely no ego, yeah. It's rarely embarrassing.
Would you say that you have any fetishes?
No.
So what are you into? You're not into, like, anything crazy. You're not into fetishes. You just like, what, vanilla sex?
What is vanilla sex? Define that for me.
I'm trying to figure out your, not my vanilla sex, yours.
I'm asking what by vanilla sex you mean.
Like nothing like fetishy, just very like straightforward to the point. Like, you know, missionary, maybe doggy, maybe a side mission, then you're done. Who knows, you know? Nothing crazy, no hair pulling, no like getting tossed around,
Whoa, slow up. No one understand that if you want it and I'm there, then you're going to get it.
Well, Private Talk is trying to understand what's your sexual preferences.
My sexual preference is, well, first and foremost, I'm definitely a man that appreciates curves. No disrespect to my skinny girls. I love y'all too. But if it's coming down to that, I definitely need some curves. That's one.
You need to feel on that ass. I get it.
Definitely so. I highly appreciate a woman that knows her way around some proper fellatio. Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
No, for you guys out there at Private Talk, that means he likes his dick sucked.
Okay.
That probably his balls too.
You know what? Not so much as the dick. I prefer. No. I prefer. Why? Preferred attention to the penis as opposed to the balls.
Does that feel good?
I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan. I don't need it. You see, hair pulling and spanking, all of that stuff is fine. Don't hit me. I don't want it.
I don't feel like that. For me, like, I don't think that that's like, I don't associate like pain and like sex like that. But even like, again, like, I don't think like you hair pulling and spanking, whatever, is like painfully or like a these type things. But for like, I think that there's levels of like establishing a male and female role in those situations. For me, I don't like I'm a dominant alpha woman, but I know that there's times and place for those things. As far, you know what I mean? Like for women, I feel like I'm more alpha than I am with, I'm like more of a sub for men. So I could see like the same thing as like respectfully, it's like you're an alpha male. You wouldn't want some fucking person slapping you around, because for me, I think that's disrespectful.
Yeah, no, I'm not going for that. No, don't hit me.
So you like to tie the girl up?
Nah, I don't want you to be tied up.
So you're not into bondage at all?
I mean, I'm as much as I can hold you down, I don't need to tie you up.
So you're like super like old school. You just like fucking. Nothing like fetish. You said you don't have any fetishes. You don't want to be tied up. You don't, or not you, or anybody that you're doing. But you obviously like sex. You're a very sexual person.
I am a pleaser, meaning that if you want to be tied up, I'm going to tie you up. But I'm not going to initiate. I'm like, oh, baby, come here. Let me tie you up. That shit don't do nothing for me. But if that's what you want, then by all means.
So what makes you say, ooh, baby, that turns me on. What can you do for me?
To be completely honest.
Don't tell me you don't know. I'm tired of these I don't know answers.
I wasn't going to say that. I'm a fan of a lot of baby oil and a girl that's not camera shy.
And what, like for you, because you're doing your personal videos? So you have a lot of personal videos in this vault that we are not allowed to know about here.
Not a lot. I got enough to do what I need to do. Yeah, I'm good.
Is that what she masturbates to, solo?
Yeah, most times, yeah.
That must be like a special phone or something somewhere. Like my Gemini mind is like, where is this thing? Do you have like, you know?
How
like,
secure is a phone? Not at all.
Where the fuck can you get this shit? Private Talk, you better be liking, subscribing, and commenting and help me figuring out where this vault is, because I don't really know. I like your secrecy. Because my thing, okay, obviously. So as much as our worlds are very similar in a lot of ways, they're very different in a lot of ways, obviously. And not that, like, the only and the biggest difference is, like, I've had sex on camera. So no one can tell me, hey, you have a sex tape. I'm like, yeah, the fuck I do. But again, you know what I mean? There's nothing else I can do about it. But for you, even if you're like, you know, tastefully into your own thing, you have to be really secure like that to be careful, because in the wrong hands, that could be detrimental to your business, which
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it'd be detrimental to my business.
To a point, I feel like, because nowadays, why do you have it in a vault? If not, then you wouldn't think that it had to be. Okay, but still, you don't want anybody to see it, because if not,
I have kids. I got it. I don't want anybody to see it. It's for me. Like,
so you have like a secret porn layer. I got it. You're like Mr. Gray. Like you have like this whole other room. You're gonna like walk down to. Maybe Private Talk will take a private tour of your dungeon layer one day.
Depends on how close we get. Depends.
You do owe us here at Private Talk, since this is third time is a charm.
You are not going to let me forget.
I gave you gifts last time. And I gave woke up you early. Gifts. What did you give me?
I didn't come bearing gifts this time.
You did. I mean, but I gave you a lot more last time.
You did. You did.
I'm still waiting for the grand gesture.
Wow, so this is a tit for tat. I gave you more.
I'm a woman still, you know, at the end of the day. No, I don't need anything really from you. But I think I lost your left card. What is it?
My last card. It is the ace of clubs.
Clubs? You're going to get kinky. Are you ready to get kinky?
Let's go.
I don't know if you're kinky enough.
Try me.
All right, let's see. What's the last dirtiest dream you ever had?
The last dirtiest dream I ever had. What was it? I have a lot. I'm gonna be honest with you. I have a lot of dirty dreams.
Like, I feel like pretty much
all of my
person.
Dreams are dirty dreams. It's the weirdest thing ever. Like, I don't even have to be horny. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to, like, it's just every time I go to sleep, every dream I have is a dirty dream. It involves me and a bunch of women all at the same time, or me and a bunch
Story
of women in a public place.
Talk.
I mean, like, it's always something like that.
Multiple women servicing you.
Yeah, yeah. It's strange. I don't know where these dreams come from.
Are you a giver or a pleaser?
Both.
You like equal opportunity, but you just said Indeed. Every fantasy you was like you were the main focus.
Definitely so.
That means that you probably haven't enough focus on you because you're always probably the pleaser to everyone else, but not in your personal life. So I feel like there's a lot of orgies with a lot of women coming in your future. That's what I see for you.
I am not opposed to this future. You might have a gift. All right, cool. That works.
Hey, it happens here at Private Talk. You never know what you're going to get. But I feel like there's people that, like, you know, you service people in other ways, and so you don't get what you want. So if it's fantasy-wise, if that's why you like certain porn things, or if you, like, live out certain things in other stages of your life. Like, with me, I lived out a lot of fantasies in my 20s because I was in porn. Mm-hmm. So you have to, like, get those sexual urges out. So I feel like, you know, at this point, you're newly single. You should take the time, and you're healing, doing your album and doing all that stuff, and take the time to just heal and know what you need.
I like that.
Stop pleasing everyone else and please Neo.
I like that a lot.
So it hasn't been that bad, right?
You know,
this is the second time you're on my couch.
This has been absolutely pleasurable. Yes, I'm having a great time.
You've actually, you know, popped the Private Talk podcast cherry. This is the first time I've had a guest two times in a row, you know.
Hang out.
So thank you. We're going to applaud you for that.
I'm normally a repeat situation, you know.
Repeat offender is on the couch, Private Talk.
You got me once, you're going to want me again. That's just kind of what happens.
I normally say that to people. I like that.
Hey, come on now.
All right, so I'm giving you, you know, some hot answers, some, you know, cold ones. You've given me a lot of great answers, and you've just been honest. So it's your turn to ask anything of Miss Texas that you want to know. If you want Private Talk to know, what do you want to know from Miss Texas?
Okay, what do I want to know from Miss Texas? Okay, what is...
Jeopardy. Like, you're like, I've been waiting for a long time and watching your porn, and I know
I have. Asking. And that's where this question kind of derives from, because I have been a fan for a very long time, and very often I've come in contact with a lot of women in the industry, and more often than not, who you see on camera is not who you get off camera. You know what I mean? How much of you are you on camera versus off camera? Like, are you the same person, or are you putting on a character for the camera?
That's a good question. I feel like it's, I don't feel like I'm putting on a character. I feel like it's a part of me on some levels. Mm-hmm. Like, it's obviously not who I am every day. And Alexis Texas is a persona and something that's allowed me to be a sexual, like, creature and really, like, embody and embrace my womanhood and find who I was as a woman sexually. Dope. And that's just dope. like really, like, navigate through society, really, which sounds kind of weird, what you would think sexually, but it really did. Like, it empowered me to give me the power and the strength to just, like, embrace who I was and even who I am, and being in an industry that's sometimes very taboo and that's not something that people, you know, ideally want to be in and like deal with, and being criticized for it, it still allowed me to be in my own truth and really still stand true behind what I believed in and really live in my own truth. Is because at the end of the day, regardless of what I chose, either I would be miserable in a 9-to-5 job that I really didn't like, or I would be sacrificing something that I was trying to do for somebody else. Mm-hmm. So what I chose to do was live and do something every day that like I really believed in, and I really like, you know, stood behind a message of whatever it was. And I didn't know what it was at first, but you know, porn, I feel like, allowed me to give myself, it was like my art. It was my way showcase myself to the world. And some people may not know how to take that in certain elements, but I feel like it, you know, it was very empowering. So I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I became Alexis Texas. It definitely like developed over time. And being the beautiful person that she has become and like been. But again, with being that saying, like, I don't like to talk about myself in the third person, the third, you know what I mean? Because it's still who I am. But, right, you know, right. I mean, there is a fine line of, like, it's not my everyday. You know, I do have, you know, a family. I am a mom, an aunt, a dog mom, like all these other things, too, that doesn't embrace that brand. But, everybody has a life at the end of the day. But, it is something still a big part of me and how I feel artistically. Like, I can't sing, I can't do those things, but that to me is how I feel like I've, like, touched the world is in those ways, like, sexually, artistically, is to let people and allow people to know their comfort and their truth and just being beautiful in your own skin and your own body.
That's dope. That's super dope. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I have one more question. Okay. And this is another question that derives from me being a fan, okay. What for you sexually is an absolutely not?
I don't know. Like, it's weird because I always say that I don't like to say I don't want to do something, which is weird for the level of, again, people knowing me from Alexis Texas standpoint. I'm like, oh, well, you haven't done this in porn. You haven't done this in porn, whatever. But like internally, like what I choose, like, I don't really feel like there's a lot of, like, I try everything once. You know what I mean? Because I don't know what that is until I feel that, like, sensation. I'm an overthinker. Like, I will probably talk myself out of a lot of things first before I even try it. But I can't say that I haven't tried it. Like, I was, like, the person, definitely a different situation, but I'm like, oh, I don't like that food. But I'd never tried it. But I would say it was because it looked funny. I didn't like it. Right. So the same thing is, like, I can't say that I don't like something because I haven't done it. I just have to be willing and able to do it in my own term because I don't like to be talked in or told what to do. I like to do it because I want to do it. And that's for me, every situation I've done, especially in my porn career when I was in porn, was doing that on my own level because to me that heightened my sexuality because for me it was a pure and innocent, raw situation. It wasn't an everyday occurrence. It wasn't something that I was ever done. I really felt those things that were going on in those scenes and feeling that.
That's dope.
So, yeah, I feel like it's like a higher level, which is crazy because a lot of people, like, I'm very big into energies and, like, and signs and things like that. And for people to, like, correlate those two, they're like, well, how does that even match up and thing? But for me, it's like about, again, it's about giving myself to the world on the level that I want to. And, you know, you can gravitate and, you know, elevate from it if not. And if not, that's cool, too, because there's other girls that, you know, you may identify with a little bit more.
I've always had a respect for women that were bold enough to do porn because, you know, just in a society where everything is so taboo and all of that. And it's like, listen, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. And I could give a damn about what you think about it. Like that's just a beautiful way to live. And I've been trying to, I've been lightweight preaching that to people as of late, just because of the truth to it. Like it's not a lot of things in this world that are true anymore, but that is true. This life is yours, and when it's over, it's just you. You know what I mean? You know, so you might as well live it the way you want to live it, and make it look the way you want it to look, and do what the hell you want to do, and not worry about other people's opinions, other people's agendas. You know that they gonna give you anyway. It doesn't matter. Like just do you, do whatever the hell that is, whatever it looks like for you. Just do that. You know what I mean? Don't concern yourself with outside influence. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You could. You sleep better at night doing what the hell you wanted to. Even if you fail, it's like, well, you know what? I failed doing what the hell I wanted to do.
Facts. Better. I live by that model all the time. It's like to each his own is what I say. It may work for me, but it may not work for you. And I think, again, it's about all speaking about it, because everybody, like, there's, we live in this world of social media, you know, frenzy of like, oh, your lifestyle, this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, we're all people, regardless of our talents and our crafts and how we portray it, regardless of our platforms that we have, we still have feelings. We still, you know, have families. We still have real life situations that happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's bigger meaning to it. So as long as you can live by your truth every day and you can live, you know, what your truth is, and that to me is what all that matters. And for me is I can only respect honesty. So I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming and taking the time to be here with Private Talk and being honest with us. And I look forward to your album. And
yes, coming soon. I have a date for y'all relatively soon. Kind of still working that part out. But new music is definitely on the way. Thank y'all for rocking with me as long as y'all have. Appreciate all the love. Thank you for allowing me back, even though it took me
a while. I mean, if you want to sing us like something, you know, at the end and tell me like a goodbye, like, you know.
You cannot
give it to me.
You can't. You sing cannot smoke a joint with me and ask me to sing a song. It's
please.
Not gonna.
Look,
it's not
I'm
gonna turn out
it
the way.
Just you do are, it, please.
Oh
please.
Lord, have mercy.
Please.
What am I attempting to sing? This is
sing
be
something just real quick. Think how much you appreciate Private Talk and having you come back 2 times in a row and like, you know, that I'm awesome because, you know, I have a big booty and I'm more than a big booty because I just talked your mind out because you didn't even know I was going to ask you any of these questions because I'm awesome. So please tell me more. Yeah, I'm waiting.
I don't got to tell you nothing. You just told yourself all of it. Damn.
Talk to me. Tell me.
Really want me to sing something right now?
Yeah, just like a line of it. Even if maybe it's your new thing, just like maybe something like an excerpt, and then we'll end it, and then be like coming soon. Private Talk. Are you ready?
Oh,
that sounded like a sexual noise.
Do you hear the nail rolling around?
You want some of this?
I don't think that's gonna help. I think that actually. Contributed to be completely honest with you. I would love to sing something for you, but as you can hear, I'm
okay.
Not in the best
all right
place
private
to
talk
do it.
I forced him last time. I'm not gonna force him next, but maybe he'll send something to us just by himself. Maybe he'll come up and be inspired because he's a songwriter. He'll come up something for us,
you know what, from our last experience. I did write a song inspired by. I might just have to retouch that thing.
Are you just telling
this.
Me that?
No, I'm genuinely not.
Okay, I like that. Because I feel like I transpire that in my brain, and I'm someone that if I like speak it into existence, it happens. So stay tuned, Private Talk. Thank you guys for rocking with me. Thank you for having this perfect person over here. Part 2, Neo. Thank you for taking your time. I know you have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your honesty and respect.
It's all love.
Yes. And thank you guys. Make sure you are following Private Talk Podcast. And stay tuned till next time.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.